All right, we got Alshon Martin on the podcast today. Alshon, you seem like you're in sort of a down mood as opposed to when I normally see you. You're usually pretty happy. What's going on?
Of course, everybody's seeing on the network. My whole camp is incarcerated right now, indicted, you know. I just got back from New York a couple of days ago.
Okay.
So back home.
And so when you were out there, did you have no idea that there were indictments on the way?
I can't really say. It was a lot of stuff going on, like, you know, constant beefs, mm-hmm. constant, some always popping up, new beef, new, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't around for a lot of the things, like the Slim 400 situation when they came out here to L.A. Mm-hmm. I was actually in New York.
Okay.
And I was working. I was more in the studio most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was the first artist signed to Treyway.
Okay.
The first artist.
And, so let's start there. How did you first meet 6ix9ine and Shoddy, and how did the whole Treyway thing start unfolding for you?
Okay. I had shot a video called Ben. Was my first video. Mm-hmm. And I put it out on World Star Hip Hop. And during the time, 6ix9ine had a song called what was the name of it? He was like, in the hood with my Billy niggas and my Hoover niggas. I forget the name of that. I think it was Cool. Not Cuda. It was...
They kind
of
blended together.
It was, to me. Yeah, well, yeah. It was
a few of the songs sort of started to blend together at some point.
Okay. So, sorry. It's not coming to my head right now.
He was saying some shit about, like, with the Billys and the Hoovers.
Niggas, and, right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I shot a video called Ben, and was on World Star Hip Hop. He just dropped his video, Kiki, the one with him and Fetty Wap, which was on World Star, and my video was up at the top with his at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was an unsigned artist, and during the time he was yelling out in the hood with my Hoover niggas, and I'm from Hoover, really from L.A., and I had the talent, and they flew me out to... I met Shoddy through Instagram. We spoke over Instagram, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, like probably like a week later, I was in New York for the first time ever. I left California, left Los
Angeles. And this
Angeles.
Was back when?
This was like in earlier this year. Like, I'm going to say like January, February.
Mm-hmm. So for the viewers, explain the significance of Hoover and how 6ix9ine was looped in with that set in the first place.
In New York, I guess... The politics and the gangs and stuff in New York is way different from California. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? In New York, you can have Crips and Bloods that live on the same block and they grew up together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 6ix9ine scenario. Like, he grew up around Crips and Bloods mm-hmm. on one that same block. You know what I'm saying? That same wherever he's from. So when he was like in the hood with my Billy niggas and my Hoover niggas, you know, a lot of people was like, well, how can you do that? New York is different from California. The gang stuff is like, they got like a picture of him when he had like a lot of blue on and he was throwing up the Crip sign and they was just like slaughtering his name for that. But he was just showing love. Like, mm-hmm. he was just showing love. He was just a kid to me. I look at him like a kid, just, you know, misguided. That's how I look at him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He's a good, genuine person. But like I said, he gave it up for Hoover, and I'm from Hoover, and I'm out of South Central LA, and he saw me trying to do my thing, and they gave me a chance, and I flew out to New York, and I signed my deal like in March.
Really? And so were you the first artist that you ever signed?
I'm the first artist. 6ix9ine wasn't signed to Treyway, okay? Let me get something clear.
Okay.
6ix9ine yelled Treyway because of Shoddy. Mm-hmm. Shoddy is the CEO of Treyway. He's the CEO. He owns Treyway, okay? All the other people that yell Treyway, they're not Treyway. They're not signed to Treyway. I'm the only person who got a chain, Treyway chain, who signed a deal to Treyway Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to just put this out there, too.
What about Skinny from the 9?
He's not signed to Treyway.
Okay.
He's part of the family.
That was Shoddy's last Instagram post before he got locked up with something about Skinny from the 9. I noticed. I just want to throw that out there.
I'm the only... I signed a deal with Treyway Entertainment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling. So Skinny from the 9 is family. He can yell Treyway because he's family with we all. Just, I mean, like, that's just like any other label. Cash Money Records, Cash Money, No Limit. I'm pretty sure they had a lot of people claiming, you know, yelling Cash Money.
They didn't have record deals, yeah.
Right, you get what I'm saying?
If you're taking out the trash, you could be yelling Treyway if you're taking out the trash at Treyway. Yeah. Or you could be signed as an artist. It's, right, it's you know, right, yeah, right, I feel you.
So I was actually signed for the artist, and I want to put that out there. Like, a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people from back home felt like, I feel like they think that I turned my back on my coast, on my mm-hmm. from West Coast. And it's like, this is, was like a business venue for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I signed a deal and I went to go to work. At the same time, yeah, I'm a street nigga. Like, if I'm with my crew and we get into some stuff, I'm going to ride with my people who I'm with. But for the most part, I was in the studio all the time. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? I was in the studio.
From what I heard, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, yeah. I heard that when 6ix9ine started, like, to come out to L.A., uh-huh. and he was basically, like, blacklisted by the Bloods for yeah. various shit and, like, not with the Crips. Yeah. But then Hoover is, like, its own little island that yeah. isn't really, like, facts. Super tied in with, like, nobody. The established Blood own, yeah. or Crip family. So they're yeah. kind of their own thing. Yeah. And that's why it was, like, a logical lane for him to go for right. in terms of protection or whatever. Is that true?
Definitely wasn't protecting him. You okay. get what I'm saying? Like I say, I never had a problem. A lot of people think, oh, you got a problem with YG or Slim 400. And I never had a problem with, I've been knowing YG and Slim 400 for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was incarcerated, so they probably forgot back in the day when they was coming up and doing their thing or whatever. But like I say, I'm right here with, I'm with 6ix9ine and Treyway. I'm with Treyway. So if you got a problem with 6ix9ine, I mean, I can't, of course, not get along with you if you have a problem with him. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't beef with you. The only problem I had was Slim 400. He was, like, making it seem like if I'm protecting 6ix9ine or if I was, like, running away or, like, if I'm hiding him. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if like, somebody's like, oh, where's 6ix9ine at? And I'm like, he's right here with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a person that's hiding nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just an artist that come from where I come from and got situated on the East Coast. You get what I'm saying? Like, the East Coast stamped me. I went out to New York to get signed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get signed. I didn't get no co-sign from DJ Mustard or no co-sign from Dr. Dre or no big feature from no West Coast artists. Some East Coast dudes, which is Treyway, my label, signed me to a label, and I signed it to a label, and I was just a loyal dude. I was just in the studio working. And if we got into any altercations, I was down to ride for my label. You get what I'm saying?
Did any altercations really pop up during your time spent hanging out with 6ix9ine, or was it mostly chill?
No, every time I've been with 6ix9ine or my label, it was never no problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, never. I don't know. I mean, if I'm there, I might have, of course, have a couple of my homies with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got their guys, but I mean, never. Like, I done did a concert. We did the Observatory. That was lit.
You
know what I'm saying?
I saw you on stage for that.
Observatory. We did two shows, sold out in one day. You know what I'm saying? We did that. I opened up for that. Brought him out in my city. That was big for my label. That was big for Treyway. That was big for him, too, because that was his first show in Southern California. His first show. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So that was big. We didn't have no altercations, no problem. You know what I'm saying? After that show, I flew back out to New York and got right back in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the studio for like 6-7 months, Adam.
Right.
Like, literally, like, I got a mixtape coming out in a couple of days. I got a big video that's coming out. I got a lot of material. I've been working. Like, I don't really get caught up in all the stuff that he be in. Like, I can't follow behind 6ix9ine all day. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I am a loyal person. I'm going to stick with my camp. You know what I'm saying?
But did you feel like you were closer with Shoddy or 6ix9ine?
I was closer with Shoddy because he's the one who signed me, but I was close with 6ix9ine too. Like, you know, I actually been around his daughter, been around his mother. Forget music, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I actually built a bond. Like, forget the music and forget all the Instagram stuff. Like, when you build a bond with somebody and you be around a person and their family and kids and stuff, that's a different type of bond. You get what I'm saying?
But like the Shoddy and 6ix9ine thing, like when you saw the Breakfast Club interview and 6ix9ine was like, Shoddy's fired.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that? Yeah. You're like, damn, I'm gonna have to choose sides.
Nah, I was laughing, man, because at the end of the day, man, I think that everybody, family have problems and people always get into it with people. Like, I think me and you can have a difference, Adam. I'm cool with you, but I might not agree with you. And then we could be cool. And I'm like, I'm not fucking with that. I'm cool on that. But you my dude. I have nothing against you. But I just feel like 6ix9ine was, sometimes he just do a lot too much sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know that we brothers. We love each other. We are family. And people at the end of the day, gonna feel some type of way, whatever, you know what I mean?
People I've talked to who are like bloods out here, their opinion on it was basically that Shoddy kind of took the blood organization thing and sort of like spit in the face of it because he took some dude who really wasn't playing by like the rules of how the gang shit typically operates. And he just fully put him in and was letting him run around and not just say he's a blood, not just say Nine Trey, all this bullshit, but also say, fuck you to YG, say fuck you to like a lot of, and really like LA as a whole, which is like, I feel like a lot of people's opinion is if 6ix9ine was really had like a real OG who was putting him onto how things were supposed to be, then he would not have been so disrespectful to a lot of stuff in LA. Would you agree with that as somebody who's from here?
Yeah, I can, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a blood, you get what I'm saying? So I however they feel like I can't really, I can understand what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying by that. Because, I mean, we are, like, I learned from being on the East Coast, because I've been on the East Coast almost this whole entire year, we are more serious out here about our culture is more serious. Like I just learned that on the East Coast, they say things and they just talk reckless. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we out here, we, like, we're real serious about what we stand for and what we're serious out here. Like you can really die over something out here fast. Yeah. Like just words.
And you're used to seeing that because you've been growing up around it, right?
Oh man, I've been shot 5 times.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I've been shot 5 times.
How many different incidents?
Twice.
Two different
incidents. You know what I'm saying? I done lost both of my parents due to gang violence. Both of my mother got murdered when I was 3 years old and my father got killed when I was like 14. Whoa. So I grew up under DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services, out here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So I've been growing up, I'm definitely from the trenches for real. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing to brag about. So I understand, you know, the serious, like it's serious out here, you know what I'm saying? But New York is a different, it's not LA, you know what I'm saying? And I understand we try to use our politics and how we feel against their rules and regulations. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just felt like maybe the New York bloods feel like this is what they own. This is what they do.
Right.
And that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? People got their differences, bro. I just feel like they got their own politics and we got our own politics. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
So did you feel like your hood, you did it. All right, cool. Did you feel like your hood was really like that offended by you associating yourself with some bloods from New York?
I mean,
was it that big a deal?
Nah, it wasn't no big a deal because out here in LA, we cool with bloods. You know what I mean? We don't got no problem with no bloods. I mean, it's a few blood hoods we don't get along with, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? My turf felt like it could have been some bloods from Panama putting me on. You get what I'm saying? Mm. It wouldn't matter if they was from a different planet.
Are you from Panama?
No.
Because I just started thinking, I know I have a friend who's from Panama that kind of looks like you. And I was like, oh, dude. Shit, is that what you're on? Okay, sorry.
No. It could have been, whatever. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it took somebody from the East Coast to put me at least in a position to get my own platform going and everything. You get what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, no matter what, even though a lot of people be trying to, you heard what 6ix9ine said on Breakfast Club, name one artist from Treyway. But if you go look at my video, my fashion video, he's all in my video, supporting me, all that, everything. Go watch my fashion video. He's all in my video. You get what I'm saying? And I just want to say that, like, you know, at the end of the day, I would never talk bad about neither one of Shoddy, Treyway, none of my label, nobody from my label. Even though, you know, they locked up right now. They fighting some real shit right now. You get what I'm saying? And no matter what, I would never talk bad about neither one, nobody. Even though that I felt like I kind of got thrown under the bus a little bit. But
during the interview, right? Because I know you had people looking at you like, oh shit, like if you really signed to it, then why is he not shouting it out? But that interview was, according to the feds, that's the interview that made Shoddy so angry that he planned to murder 6ix9ine. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that I believe it, whatever, but I mean, that's what the feds are literally putting out in the court system right now.
Yeah.
How does that... Does that sound possible?
I mean, I could possibly hear somebody say, I'm a fuck his ass up, like being mad about, you know, him talking super reckless because everybody knows 6ix9ine can talk reckless, man. You know, I mean, like I said, I look at it like, bro, somebody was probably mad and said what they said, but I don't.
They said that he said that they were going to super violate him. That's the word that they keep using.
That's how they talk in New York. They're going to violate you, son. That's definitely
some New York shit.
You're going to get violated. I'm going to bring that out here on the West, man. We violate shit, man. We're going to get your ass violated, man.
Even when I lived up there, we said violate a lot. But saying super violate is pretty funny because that's some real New York shit. I feel like they would have a hard time in court proving that super violate meant that they wanted to kill him.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Violated can be anything. I can slap you. I can take you, snatch a shirt off you, or embarrass you.
Flick your hat off your head, boom, and violated.
Yeah, violated. Yeah, anything can be that.
I don't know. But so
hell yeah.
You find out about the indictments coming down.
Hell yeah.
How the fuck did you feel when you heard that?
Shit, I feel like, man, I'm blessed to not be involved in a lot of shit they was involved in. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I'm blessed to, like, just come out there. And I went out to New York. Like I said, I was in New York, and I was just in the studio. And I think that a lot of the times, now that I see what's going on now, and I look at, I be like, yo, I'm kind of happy that they didn't have me there with them.
Mm. You
get what I'm saying? Like, on certain different things. You get what I'm saying? Like, on certain, when I see things over there, I be like, yo, I'm happy that I wasn't there because I know I'm a loyal dude and I know I won't go with my squad. You get what I'm saying?
You'd be all up in the bullshit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of happy that I didn't get caught up in none of that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed for that. And you know, like I say, I'm pretty much going to be done when I'm out of my deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, there's really nobody here to.
So you're not optimistic about how this is going to play out in court?
I mean, I pray and hope that people get out of court. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real, like, you know what I'm saying? But when the feds come get you, G, like, I'm just being real with you. When the feds, like, this ain't no. This is like some series. This is some, like, they trying to wash you up, bro. And they say, like, the percentages is 93%. Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, Irv Gotti beat it.
I mean, who else?
I don't know how.
You know what I mean? But I'm just being real. Like, you know, I stood down. I'm gonna stay down. I'm gonna be there for him. But right now, like, you know, it's about, you know, my music. Now I'm putting out my project, and I can't wait because I've been working real hard. Got a lot of big features on my project. I'm not dropping no names. I'm blessed. I got a project coming in a couple of days. I got videos coming, and I'm just like, want to start off the 2019 fresh. I want to get back. I'm back home now. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff.
You're staying out here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm home now, so I got to, you know, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people feel like I turned my back on my city, but I just want to let my city know that, you know, that wasn't the case. Like, you know, I just signed a deal to a, you know what I mean, a East Coast label, and, you know, so happened. You know, it's what Tekashi 6ix9ine that nobody likes. You know what I'm saying? It's like that sign to nobody that everybody likes. You know what I'm saying?
But did you see him as kind of being like a dislikable person during your time spent with him? Or do you think that he gets a bad rap?
You know, one thing about me, I'm a type of person, I don't go with what, I don't follow what everybody do. Like, I think, like, what really actually what made me like about him was, like, you know, everybody was going against him. You know what I'm saying? And he stood his, to me, he was standing his ground, like all the stuff they were saying about him. And he was still, and one thing I learned being around 6ix9ine, like, he go through a lot. Like, a lot of people throw dirt on him, and he still smile. He still laugh. He still got this joy about him. And I'd be like, damn, how do you, and when I'd be like, yo, how do you deal with all that shit? And you still be hella cool. Like, you still be happy, and you still make big records, and you still do your thing. Like, and that's what I learned about him. Even through all the bullshit, he still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was always like a thing that I found pretty inspirational with him. It's just that he was getting more hate than pretty much anybody, like, that we can remember in rap history. Mm-hmm. And his whole attitude was just to laugh, just to not give a fuck, just to, you know, sort of just keep it moving.
I learned that from him.
That energy. And when you realize, like, oh, just because the world is hating on you or shitting on you or whatever doesn't mean that you have to just go with that energy. You can't let their energy corrupt you. You gotta keep it rolling.
Facts. And that's what I really learned, and that's gonna take me far. Like, bro, like, even, like, you know, people be coming at me about on Instagram and just on the net, and I used to get frustrated about that, or I hear fake stuff about me, and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And I just learned that from him. That's one thing I picked up on him. I'm a very observant person about people. I'm a people person. I'm very observant about people. And I picked that up. I said, man, that dude, that was special to me. I was like, damn, that's dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope.
Did you ever feel uncomfortable with, like, possibly having to be involved with his beefs? Like, if you saw Slim 400 or YG or something, like?
You know what's crazy? I never felt that way because at the end of the day, I think that at the end of the day, even though I'm on this side and they on that side, I know that I'm a real dude, and at the end of the day, I know that they real dudes. Because, uh-huh. I mean, like, at the end of the day, it goes back. I met YG and Slim 400 way back when they had a song with Tyga, Bitches Ain't Shit, that's the name of the song. And they shot a video in my turf. And rest in peace to my homie Lil Frog, you know what I'm saying? My homie Lil Frog, rest in peace. And that was our mutual friend, you know what I'm saying? I just went to jail and I was incarcerated. I've been down for a long time and got out. But at the end of the day, real dudes, real people going, like, I don't care. If we real, we can squash stuff. We can squash it. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, they never had a problem with me. I think they just had a problem with the company that I was with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or they had a problem with 6ix9ine. Mm-hmm. They never had a problem with me. You know what I'm saying?
Do you, wait, so you did a bid?
Yeah, I did. Hell yeah, I did a lot of bids. I got out. I've been going to jail since I was 18, you know what I'm saying? I'm 27 now, you know what I'm saying?
But did you do a long one in there?
I did like three. The longest I did was like 3 years.
Damn, on what?
Possessing the cells, you know what I'm saying?
Of what?
Possessing of cells.
Cells?
Cells, yeah, like having like marijuana, crack, dope.
Oh, whatever. Like ready to sell.
Yeah, ready to sell, right. Like all that, like having everything, but... It wasn't, I took a case for somebody. I was young during the time. It wasn't mine or nothing. I just took the case. Couple guys had strikes and shit. I was the youngest with no back. I didn't have nothing on my background. So I just took the case and did the rap. I was on probation. And
wow.
I just did 3 years for nothing. I had nothing to do.
When you look back at that, are you like, damn, that was a bad move? Or damn, like, I'm a loyal ass dude? Or
no, nah, it's just, you sign up for this stuff, this gang shit, and you sign up and you just got to know. I look at this shit as like community service, man. It's just something you got to do.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
In terms of like going in and getting your respect by doing your time something in a situation you like do, that?
All of that. Like community service, even gangbanging in general. Like I look at it as community service. It's just something you got to do. Really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the best possible way to look at it. Like,
you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, man. It's just what it is, man. And I got my mind right. Jail is not necessarily a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, free 03 Greedo, why we talking to?
Your homies are Greedo? Yeah, because that's how I met you at the video shoot with him and Maxo.
Yeah, yeah. Free 03 Greedo. And I know bro going to get out strong, better than ever. You know what I mean? But like I say, jail is never necessarily a bad thing. You get in there, get your mind right, get back focused, get your prayers up, and get your spirit, your body right, everything. So jail can save your life, too. So
it's like a meditation retreat. That's what white people call it.
I don't look at jail as a bad thing, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't look at it as a bad thing. God had to sit 6ix9ine, shoddy down, whatever, my camp down, sit my family down, and work on them, man, because they moving fast, and there's a lot of shit going on. He might have saved his life out here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real. You hear all these shootings and all types of shit going on, so God, my man, sit down, man. I got to work on you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Hey, let me just give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Eagle Energy, for teaming up with us and sponsoring today's interview. This is like a caffeine inhaler pen. You should definitely try it out if you're ever out there hustling in the streets too late and you don't want to go to Starbucks or get a Red Bull.
Yeah.
This might be the move for you.
Okay.
Or you don't want to try like meth or anything.
No, never that.
Okay. Definitely stick with this over meth. Eagle Energy is a caffeine inhaler pen for athletes, artists, and busy people. Eagle Energy is made from all natural plant-based caffeine and doesn't contain any synthetic or other fake shit like their competitors. The flavors are also all natural, plant-based, no sugar, no calories. Why would you inhale caffeine? Well, this will get your system into your system immediately, as opposed to drink coffee or energy drinks. Go check them out and make sure you go to eagle.energy. That's eagle.energy. There's no .com at the end. Energy is actually the end of the domain. And use the code NOJUMPER22 to get 22% off your order. Again, the code is NOJUMPER22.
Yeah, I'm fucking with this.
You gonna try it out?
Yeah, I'm definitely fucking with this, man. Eagle Energy.
Do you, what's your drug routine like? You smoke weed? You don't do all the crazy shit?
I've been smoking. You know what's crazy? I don't smoke weed like that, but You know who been got me? Wyclef. I've been doing a lot of work with Wyclef, and he I smoke weed with him.
Love Wyclef.
Yeah, I've been smoking weed with him. I got a big record too. I want you to hear, man. It's dope.
I'm down. You know, I interviewed Wyclef. I love that guy.
Yeah, that's like my uncle right there.
He played the No Jumper theme song on his guitar. It was like one of the greatest honors I ever had in the history of this podcast.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to say this shit tastes pretty good. It actually kind of tastes like Red Bull. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it did taste pretty good.
Damn. Yeah, man, I drink though. As you see, I came in with the Budweisers. I drink everything, dark, light, clear, beer, everything. Like I like to drink. You know what I mean? That's my favorite thing to do. And sweet is kind of make me a little too paranoid, but I do it here and there, man.
Yeah, especially with the whole team getting locked up.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely not smoking, bro.
Yeah, I'll be freaking out, man.
Man, for real, man. I got so many messages. People like, man, you okay? Do you need to go to my mom's house, or you need me to hide you out? I'm like, man, I'm good, dude. I ain't getting caught up in nothing. I'm good. I ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I got a lot of those type of messages, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is crazy because it's like, on one hand, from your perspective, I guess you could see it like, damn, that was my team. That's who I've been fucking with, blah, blah, blah. But then on the other hand, it's like, damn, I was probably this close, even if you might not have ever did any of the shit that they are being accused of, but just being around and then seeing them catch those charges, it's like, Jesus Christ, if I had been on the wrong ride one night in the car.
One night. Take one night, dude. One night. And I think, and that's what I, now that I think, I'll be like, man, it's, you know, I, it's so much I think about. I'll be like, somebody cared enough about me to not have me on that. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's like, now that I think about it, that's real love. Because anybody can be like, yo, come on, come with us. Because they know I'm going to go with them. I'm going to ride or die with them. Forget it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Probably a lot of people assume that just since you are a massive motherfucker, that's why you were signed is because they probably needed somebody like you around to beat the shit out of somebody for them from time to time.
Nah, they didn't even, they didn't even, okay, which way I do this?
The one with the hole, so that one, yeah.
Just inhale?
Just suck like it was a weed pen or whatever.
But it's not, does it come hard? Like, does it come in? Pause?
You could suck as hard as you want. Pause. No pause. No pause.
Okay. All right, yeah.
It's a little different, though, because you're not going to be all weeded out.
This shit fire.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
It'll have you, like, hyper, though, allegedly. I mean, anytime you're drinking Red Bull or coffee or whatever, there's calories involved. This is kind of cool because it's like the diet version, in my opinion.
Shout out to Eagle Energy, man. Straight up. This shit fire. Everything I love. I fuck with this.
Now when you say you got the eagle on you, it's going to mean something different.
Yeah, for real.
Wow, that was such a straight dad up joke. I deserve to get beat up for that. All right, so tell me a little bit more about what you've been doing project-wise. Wait, how are you in the studio with Wyclef? Was he joining Treyway too?
No, he's not. Oh, hell okay. No. You know, Wyclef is a legend, man. He ain't doing him on fucking crazy shit.
Joint
man.
Venture with.
Yeah, he's not. Fuck all that. No. Wyclef is like a uncle, father figure to me, a legend. He's like all of that. He's somebody I want to be when I get to his age. You know, I want to accomplish a lot of the things. Like, I look up to Wyclef, you know what I'm saying? So it's an honor and it's just a blessing just to be working with Clef, you know what I mean? And on my project, I don't want to too much name drop a lot of people, but I got a big, big project. Adam, I'm excited, Adam, about my project. I worked very, very hard. I mastered my craft. I've been in the studio, like I said, for like 7 months straight recording, like constantly. Like, so a lot of people haven't heard my music. I don't, another thing, I don't sound like I'm from the West Coast when you hear my music. I'm just being real. A lot of people feel like I'm from the East Coast when they hear my wordplay and my, you know, maybe I was influenced by them. I don't know, like a lot of East Coast artists when I was young, but when you hear me rap, I don't sound like nothing like West Coast. I don't sound like nobody from, everybody to me, not like that, sound the same back here, back home. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. I got a crazy, it's just, I'm excited about my project. I'm excited about this video I'm about to drop. My energy on this is like, I learned a lot from being in the studio with 6ix9ine and all types of other artists, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just, man, when you hear this project, you're going to be like, whoa, like it's, I'm waking, I'm about to shake shit up. Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm passionate about this shit.
How would you describe your music to the people out there who haven't heard you? Or what is the best song for them to go check out if they want to see what you're all about musically?
Oh, it's on my mixtape that I'm about to release. It haven't came out yet, which is going to come out in a couple of days from this interview. So I was about to say, I got some pretty big records. Pretty big records. I can't even. I think every song on my mixtape is fire. No lie. I got like 10, 11 songs on my mixtape, and every last one of them is like super fire. Like every last one of them. Not just like, this was okay. Like it's like I put a lot of time and effort into this project.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt.
I'm ready.
Yeah. It's on. It's like super on. I just don't, coming out, like right now, I ain't gonna lie, I just don't see nobody like in my lane, like even coming near what I'm on right now. Like, like just, I take this serious. I don't care about the beef shit. I don't care about this chain. I don't care about no material shit. I care about, can you do what you do? Can you go in the studio? Can you make records? Can you really do? I don't care about all that beef shit. Oh yeah, let me promote this real quick too.
Mm.
I got a big old charity event sponsored by my Uncle Y Clef. Thank you, Clef. I love you. And my community. Adam, I hope that you can pull up too. It's on the 21st of next month.
Okay.
It's a charity event that I'm giving to all the youth in my community. Big. Mm. It never been done before. And it's at the park. I'm going to have so much stuff going on up there. I'm talking about, you can bring your kids. It's going to be a great environment. I'm doing something big for my community, for South Central. That's never been done, what I'm doing.
Right.
And it's about the community. If I don't have my community behind me, I don't have nothing. You get what I'm trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing this strictly for the youth. Strictly for the youth. It's not about no, that's what I'm about. I'm not about the beefing. I came up beefing. You get what I'm saying? I'm not no dude that beef with people. You feel what I'm saying? I don't beef with nobody. I don't have no problem with nobody. You get what I'm saying? But I don't start problems. If you see me with, I got an issue with somebody, I didn't start it. I don't got no problem with nobody. But like I say, this is about the community. Y'all about to see what I'm about. The 21st is about to be super lit in LA. And my community is about to be never done before, bro. Never done. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, it's real big, dude. I'm excited about that. And that's on the 21st. That's why I really came back home for it, was to get this up and running. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'll pull up for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be real big, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Before we wrap this up, if you could say anything right now to 6ix9ine and Shotty, if you want to just send a message out into the universe that presumably somebody's going to tell them about, what would your message be to them right now?
I would, first of all, if I had them, if there was like if I had them over the phone together, and so right now I'd probably do a little prayer for them. You know what I'm saying? I'd do a little prayer, and I just want to let them know that I appreciate everything they've done for me. I love them, and stay prayered up right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And this is where it all counts at. Like, man, you gotta hold it down. You know what I'm saying? And just stay prayered up. That's all I can tell them right now. At the point, you know what I mean?
And lawyered up.
And definitely lawyered up.
Definitely. Lawyer fees.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely lawyered up.
Hey, shout out to the 5,000 people that are watching this right now, by the way.
Oh man, shit! Oh, shout out to the 5,000, man.
They out here. Hey, shout out Alshon Martin for coming through and spitting some game. I hope that for the record, there's a video. 03 Greedo, Maxo Cream. It's called Handicap Crip and Retarded.
Well, it's not even out yet, right?
It's not out, but I seen it one time and it was hard as fuck. We're tying up the old guy and shit.
No. Oh yeah, and this video is lit. Y'all gotta see that video, man. That's just gonna be hella. It's a dope record. It's comedy in the video. It's character. And we having a great time. A lot of pretty women. We enjoying ourselves. It's funny, bro. It's gonna make you laugh. You gonna want to dance. It's cool, bro.
It's funny that's how we met too. Because in the video, I am opening the door and it's the crazy ass neighbor, and I'm like, nah. And then you and your homie, you grab him and you fucking rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, we rough him up. We tie him up during a party. The girls is dancing on him. He's this nosy neighbor trying to like basically see what's going on at our party. You get what I'm saying?
I actually really felt bad for that guy because everybody was getting drunk as fuck, and like for the video, they were treating him as if he had actually like done something fucked up, when in reality it's just an actor, and they're smacking him in the head. It probably made the video look fire because they're really messing with the guy, but it was like, damn, this dude's just an actor. He didn't really do anything.
That's a fact.
Oh man, that's too funny. All right, so to everybody watching this, we will be back momentarily. The stream's gonna be going all night. We got a couple more dope interviews going on tonight, but big shout out to my man Alshon Martin for coming through.
Free my Treyway family, man. Free him, man. Free 6ix9ine, free Shotty. You know what I'm saying? Free Crippy. You know what I'm saying? Free everybody, man. Free all. I don't know if Mel Matrix is in right now, but free him. I heard. I'm just hearing all types of names, but free everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Big facts. If you guys want to get your donations in, the link is in the description, streamlabs.com/nojumper. Big thanks to Alshon. We will be back in like 5 minutes. Appreciate y'all. I'm ballin' like an alpha, the guy, yo, what's up, boy? I'm ballin' like an alpha, the guy, yo.